Well, it's a Monday. It's crunch time. So let's do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it.
It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Again, it is equally better and worse every other time I hear it. Like, it's been 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh, it's better. Oh, no, it's really bad.
It affects you, clearly.
It does. It gets to me.
It's the best thing I ever heard in my life, to heck with what Woody says.
It's also the worst.
How bad?
No.
Oh, it's the worst I've ever seen. We're going to start in the majors. Albert Pujols became the ninth member of the 600 home run club with a grand slam, which was one of seven on Saturday in the majors. That's a record. And Miami Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez threw a no-hitter against the D-backs on what would have been the 26th birthday of former Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura, who passed during the offseason. They were very good friends. He also Volquez dedicated the no-hitter to Ventura and Jose Fernandez. How was baseball for you guys this weekend?
10.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good day, too, by the way, because softball was playing that day, too. A whole bunch of stuff. And
can we count all that?
Hey,
right?
Let's not jump ahead of my list.
I know.
It was great. I was tuned in saw some Yankees. I bet you I saw parts of, like, 9 games, and I caught a bunch of highlights because NHL, NFL, NBA networks are all good. The MLB network is freaking awesome.
Amazing. I did the live.
I did the live look-ins on both of those games, so that was good.
Yep, the live look-ins are ESPN invented them. Everybody has caught on, and if something's big happening, I love how they'll just break their format and be like, "You're a baseball fan, you really got to see this."
Although I'm not convinced that Pujols hitting 600 is big to most people in America.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Yeah. There's a little bit of confusion here, so yeah, I'm going 10-2.
Okay. See, I should have done that instead of watching Giants Phillies, which was a disaster.
Wow, so
to soccer.
That just proves you're insane.
That's
yes,
a bad
it does.
Move. That's
the Champions League final in Wales between Juventus and Real Madrid, where Cristiano Ronaldo went off on Juve. He scored 2 goals and a 4-1 win for back-to-back Champions League finals. In his last 370-day span, he has won last season's Champions League, the Euros, the Ballon d'Or, La Liga title, the Club World Cup, and then this year's Champions League final. Not that bad of a year. Plus, the MLS had Portland taken down by Quakes 2-0, and some of the worst officiating I've ever seen in the Sunday night MLS game between Orlando and Chicago. I was streaming that along with the NBA Finals game, and
wow.
I was watching more of the soccer.
You crazy.
Yeah, you should have just brought up the Champions one and left out the MLS.
Well, I brought up all soccer. I didn't know what else you guys were watching.
I watched the entire Champions Cup final. I watched the entire thing. And Ronaldo's really good. My argument that Messi's the best player in the world is kind of getting thrown out the window.
Holding less
water. The more time goes on, the more I look like a moron. By the way, the Juventus goal that they did score is one of the best goals I've ever seen.
It was a bicycle.
It was amazing, yeah.
Into the top corner.
No, it was a pass into the middle, chest, pass, chest, bicycle kick.
Yes, into the top corner.
Never touched the ground.
If it wasn't for ESPN's top 10 plays of the week, where it was also overseas. No, a guy made a move in the box to kind of, almost like a hockey player, deking, goes past him, moves in and caught the far corner. And that, and I saw the Timber score on my phone. Otherwise,
nice.
I caught no other soccer, so I'm going to give it a 1.
I gave it a 10 because I watched the whole thing live.
If you sit and watch the whole thing live, that's a 10 easy.
All right, now to the Stanley Cup. It was a goal-scoring spree in Nashville. Pekka Rinne remembered how to be a goalie, and Nashville fans threw as many catfish onto the ice as the Preds scored goals. I'm very done with the catfish thing. I would like it to go away now. It was fun for 3 days. How much of the Cup Finals did you guys watch?
You know, it was weird because it was a blowout, and I had it on my laptop, but we had the Oregon softball on the big screen, so it was more of a check-in. If it had been 5-4 in overtime, I would have given it a 10, but I was checking in, flipping back and forth between, so I got to be honest, because I didn't watch almost any of the third period. That's a 6.7.
By the that's the way I would have watched
two-thirds.
The Champions Cup final if Oregon softball hadn't had that delay, because they were on at the exact same time.
Right.
Oregon softball went in the long delay, able to watch the entire Champions Cup final and then go back. I didn't watch any hockey. None.
Oh,
so okay. I, like a 2. I watched highlights. That's a 2.
Okay. The NBA Finals. Hey, they're blowouts, just kind of like how I thought they would be, because that's how the NBA works now. LeBron got a triple-double, and it still wasn't enough, a la Russell Westbrook all season long. And the Warriors' super team of four megastars is 14-0 and might be on their way to a 4-4-4-4.
Faux, faux, faux.
How were the finals for you guys ranking-wise?
You know, even though I knew it was over, I think with 9 minutes to go in the third, the fact I watched the entire third and half of the fourth, I feel like I almost have to say 11, which makes me not terribly bright. But I'm that committed and that desperate. So I was fully engaged. I was sitting there on my laptop, my notepad, a Word program open to take notes. I took notes. I was hoping against hope, so I don't think I could have been more committed.
I was like a 5. I kind of paid attention off and on and then saw that there were blowouts, and I was like, all right, I knew this was happening.
I was streaming the NBA and the MLS and then watched a marathon all day of Wicked Tuna with my girlfriend.
Wicked Tuna.
It was too much of that show.
Bloodline on Netflix.
Too much tuna.
I am now high. I am recommending this as much as I have ever recommended a series.
I finally finished Taboo, which is a very good series.
We don't talk about that. Last one. Softball in the Women's College World Series. Oregon needed the win potentially three games on Sunday, starting with LSU, who they handled. Then they later took on Oklahoma. And thanks to some umpiring mistakes, mental errors, the Ducks can't get past Oklahoma, making their fourth College World Series final in 6 years. That's kind of dynasty-like,
ish,
I think, for Oklahoma.
I watched every play I could. There was one time I had to leave, just quick trip to the store, so I listened to Joey. But otherwise, if I was home or I was at my son's, it was on TV. We watched it all completely engaged. That's a 10.
I was exactly the same. I think it's a 9 because I also had to go to the store a little bit during it. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. Champions Cup is a 10 because I watched the whole thing.
All right, I'll give you that, but I'm not backing down.